Translation. Good morning. Translation of the VCD DVD number 3 on December 1st of Pooja Niruma.
Namo Arihantam.
Special satsang on
Namo Ayariya.
On Parayan 2001.
Namo Loe Sabha Sama. Eso Pancha Namukkaro. Sabha Paha Punasharo. Mangalanam Chasabhe Sen. Paramam Havari Mangala. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. શ્રીમંતર સ્વામી તીર્થંકર ભગવાન કે જે વર્તમાનમાં તે ધારી સ્વરૂપે મહાવીર ક્ષેત્રમાં વિચરે છે એમને અત્યંત ભક્તિપૂર્વક કોટી કોટી નમસ્કાર.
Shows the lamp of the new seeker being lit by the fully enlightened one's lamp by a direct contact. Mood divati pragato divakma deepak mad. Let a million lamps arise from the original lamp. Deepak means light. This is Kashai Rahit Vevar, Brahmacharya Thitadeklesh Pav. So we are going to have two CDs here. I don't know where they're going to take on. Parishan 2001, we'll figure out. There are three DVDs here, in one on Brahmacharya, part 1 and 2. And now we'll find out where there are the three major sections in this DVD. And so this is part 1, Brahmacharya celibacy dissolves all conflicts. And this is part 1, Parishan 2001, Niruma talks about Brahmacharya celibacy. Jai Satchit Anand. Today's topic is, says Niruma, Brahmacharya, that all conflicts are resolved through celibacy. Celibacy removes conflicts. This is a new discovery of Gnani Purush Dada Shri on the path of liberation. Because usually the married people are not, they are not on the path of liberation, on moksha path. In the karmic path, in the traditional karmic path, married people are enjoying life. They are not on the path of liberation from a recurrent entry into life after life issues. Therefore, they never talk about sexual abstinence and sexual freedom from sexual interactions. Usually, they take brahmacharya or celibacy when their hair become gray and their bodies become decrepit and without any energies, and that's when they take up brahmacharya. So celibacy, brahmacharya is celibacy through thought, speech and actions. Absolute freedom from sexual impulses from thought, speech and actions. So they are generally married people, and the world does not know, they do not know what kind of clash and what kind of serious conflicts are associated with sexual interaction. So even though there is a very beautiful path of liberation now available on the path of on this particular time of the current time cycle, Brahmacharya is celibacy through thought, speech and actions. and freedom from absolute freedom from sexual impulses through these thought, speech, and actions is also possible for those who have attained the knowledge of the self as capital through Akram Vignan, and is possible for those who are married, as well as there is possible for those who have not yet come across a sexual partner. In fact, in this particular current time cycle, Srimad Rajchandra, the previous Ganani, 125 years ago, was married and had children. Dadashri was married and had children. So the Gnani Purush like Dadashri too was married. Lord Mahavir was married. And yet they had phenomenal brahmacharya, phenomenal state. So Dadashri has opened up the entire science of celibacy through worldly celibacy, and he has also opened up in what manner sexuality creates all kinds of clashes and subtle clashes between husband and wife. Husband and wife who live together, they have, even though they interact sexually and they seemingly live together, they are filled with a lot of kashais of all kinds that lead to serious conflicts. Kashais meaning anger, greed, deceit, and pride issues. And the conflicts, therefore, because after having attained Gnan, one does attain the state of the self as capital Shuddh Atma Pad. However, but Mahatma's Vishay, or Vishay, V-I-S-H-A-Y, is sexual interaction. Mahatma's Vishay does not stop, sexual interaction does not stop, but it kind of loses its energy, it loses its taste, it loses its interest, and therefore it then slowly falls off. And even Mahatmas who are married, they begin to live like sannyasis or sadhus, or those who have renounced. In other words, the renunciation of sexuality is natural for these human beings, enlightened ones of Dadashri in Akram Vignan, called Mahatmas, and particularly the ones who are married. Yeah, we do have such Mahatmas in Akram Vignan here in India as well as abroad. In fact, soon, after a couple of years after getting married, these people have decided, these young couples have decided they do not want to have any children, but they want to totally absorb themselves in the absolute understanding of and the principle of liberation. And that is why we have said that in the book Freedom from Sexuality and Brahmacharya by Dadashri, that it is called Brahmacharya attained, celibacy attained through understanding U capital. Understanding means samjan. It is out of ignorance and lack of understanding that sexuality has entered into the life of a human being, and this lack of understanding is kind of an entrenched belief that there is pleasure in sex. Yes, human animals have it as an association, and a natural way that only maybe once in a few times in a month, that's when they enter into sexuality. But otherwise, even animals, like, they do not enter into sexual interaction. Because they are natural, they go into only when they are in heat at a specific time. They once in 15 days or a month that they enter into sexuality. And then they are away from it. So it is only during that time that they kind of move around, the ox and the cow and the bull, or the but once the sexuality is over, they move around as if they don't even care about the other person. They don't even move around. They might meet each other, but they behave as if they don't even know each other. And that is the sexuality of association only, sangnya. However, the human beings with human beings, it has become excessive due to intellect and ego, and says they say this is my sexual partner, my, and so it has become In fact, it has become excess, abnormal and unlimited, and there is no limit to this, and there is no discipline in this interaction, there is no law in this interaction, and therefore this is the other Shriya said that sexuality doesn't bother you, but it is the vikruti, the abnormality, the abnormal delving into the sexuality that is bothersome for you. So this is a beautiful siddhant, a final, ultimate, incontrovertible principle, siddhant, which will lead to liberation, which has been exposed by Dada Shri in this. And so initially they come into a sense of discipline the first 8 days or 4 days, etc. However, but in the old days, that's what our grandparents used to do. Maybe they were in some sort of a discipline with their sexual interaction with their wives. However, now it has gone totally beyond any imagination of a human being, and it has exploded in so many directions, in so many ways. And Niruma says, and Dada Shriya said, that the clear and the distinct experience of self after enlightenment is being impeded because of continued delving and continued interaction in sexualities through thought, speech and action. And that is a blockade whereby the enlightened Mahatma of Dada Shri of Akram Vignan does not get to really experience the beauty and the glory of the direct experience, clear and direct experience of the self. And not only that, but it makes the one who is involved in sexuality becomes a beggar. It becomes, makes him stupid, makes him dull, makes him helpless, he makes him lachar, makes him helpless. And furthermore, it leads to significant and severe ongoing bickering, haggling, nagging and clashing between married couples who live together, the so-called Mahatmas of Dada Shri. And so if there was no sexuality between the two of these people, it was no interaction, then there would have been a significant improvement in the relationships. If the gross sexual act stops, then also it makes a significant difference. However, they'll have to go at the subtle sexuality to be totally free from totally free from kashais or clashes. So that today we are not asking you to really adopt sexuality or to become celibate or to enter into celibacy, but we are trying to have you gain the U capital understanding of the truth of the matter, and to really get into the exact underlying science of how this is so critical, to really get to understand, and to really understand that at the bottom of all conflicts lies an inclination towards sexuality. So when one has the understanding, U capital understanding, the actions will come naturally. You do not have to do the action. Every action gets accomplished through an exact underlying understanding. We have so many Mahatmas in their homes. They have ongoing interactive clash or clashing fight. Even in small matters, they are cutting each other off. Even in small matters, they are subtly insulting each other. And the wife does not like a single matter of the husband, nor does the husband like a single matter of the wife. Yes, initially after marriage, they are extremely devoted to each other and they can do without each other. But as time passes, then slowly the true underlying nature of the complications of the sexual interactions start taking hold, and there is a subtle aversion and abhorrence that develops between the two of them that starts expressing. Niruma gives an example of one couple. One couple was there, she says, and they were relatively young. They were around 40, in their 40s, and they were asked. So they were asked, who makes the bigger, Dada Shri asked, who makes the greater adjustment between the two? Who shuts up first when there is a clash? So because we have taken gnan, we are open to sky. So they will say immediately that it is my mistake only. Yes. Yes, you're so right, Niruma. He says, before marriage, I just in the initial years of my marriage, I was the one who was really in charge. Now she's in charge. And then Niruma says, you don't understand that until death she'll be your boss. The moment you enter into sexuality, then she takes over, and until death she will be your boss, whether you like it or not, whether she will have a control over you. In the initial years of marriage, she will really be very quiet and docile and submissive, and she will not fight you, and she will just and Niruma is here gives a key. She says, in the initial first years of marriage, if a woman comes and says she has got a lot of problems with her marriage, then I will just tell her, why don't you just be quiet for 2 years? Just don't fight for the first 2 years of marriage, and your marriage will last forever. And then we also tell her that if you get divorced in the first 2 years, then will you need to get married again? So again, you'll have the same problem, whether it's a different man or not, it'll be the same problem. So the Niruma's special key to the initial marriage on the rocks for the woman is, shut up for 2 years. Take it as it comes. Do not say anything. Do not rebel. Do not retort. Do not react. Do not be aggressive. Just be very submissive. And then he will be in your hand. He will be, his strings will be in your hand. His reins will be in your hand. And then you can guide him whichever way you want to. Then she says, I've got the reins in my hands. I've got the reins, R-E-I-N-S, reins in my hand. And then slow. But initially, the first 2 years, she is like a little mouse, not at all complaining. And then she takes over. Then she becomes like a husband who is like a lion is made into a mouse by her. Yes, but generally she is even afraid of a little mice or a mouse, but she can control her husband, who used to be like a lion. Yes, even if she sees a little bit of a lizard, she jumps around, but yet she is controlling her husband. If she sees a lizard in her flat, she will make such a big noise, but she can control her husband. Go get this, go do this, and he goes like a little puppy doing all these things here and there for her. So Niruma says, this is nothing but a give and take relationship. One is a beggar, the one wants the food, and the other one serves it, etc. He said, one man came, took off his shirt, and showed the marks of the beating that his wife had given him. So the other says, who gave it to you? How did this happen? He says, no. My wife beats me up, Dada. She is so terrible. She beats me. Look at this. I have had it, Dada. What can I do? He says, even if I come in her vicinity, she gets angry. So what do I do, Dada? So what should I do, Dada? So then Dada gives an answer. Dada Shri says, settle with the equanimity. He says, because Dada, you are telling me to settle with equanimity, so I'm taking her beating. Dada Shri says, that is not called settling with equanimity. Your understanding is totally wrong, my friend. You are not settling with equanimity. You are taking a beating, and therefore you are not in equanimity, are you? He says, Dada Shri, I'm into sexual interaction with her, and she beats me. Dada Shri told him, says, Dada Shri says, stop sexual interactions with him for 6 months and see how she will become like a little mouse in front of you. She will not have the control. Right now, right now she has the idea that you are under him, you are under her, you are under her control, and therefore now if you totally switch it around, when you really act as if you don't need her at all, and then she will have no recourse except to slowly become subservient and submissive to you. You know, it's not that you want her to be submissive, you want to be free from all these beatings that you're getting, and these clashes, and these negativities, and the kashais that are happening within your relationship. Can you imagine the nature of these kashais, says Niruma. Next, there are so many kashais. Kashais, anger, greed, deceit, pride, insistence, ego, insistent, egoism, etc. And then can you imagine if he's beating her up just this way, she's beating him. Can you imagine the language she must be using for this man? And can you imagine the effects of all of that on the children, the little children at home? So can you imagine the complications of all of these things that is happening? Vishay, sexuality through thought, speech and actions and subtle inclinations of the same, which is at a subtle level, is nothing but sexuality in one form or the other, is it not? And so this guy, he took on and says, Niruma, he became bold and he stopped it. In two months, she became like a mice. And she should fold her hands in front of me and says, I am willing to do whatever you want to do. He says, in other words, this is a garaji, garat satsang. One wants to dish it out, the other wants to take it. So it is a shopkeeper and shop buyer's relationship, is it not? It is nothing but a relationship of physical want and desire, and it is to give and to take. It's a give and take relationship. The human interaction between couples is also, there is a woman who said that a man used to come to me, and when he would do 10 times Shastang Namaskar flat on his on the ground in front of me, then only I would let him touch me. Can you imagine the nature of this person's beggary for sexuality from his wife? I mean, he would touch her feet, he would say, please let me have it, please let me have it, please let me have it. And then she says, okay, you can have it. She would have to do it 10 times. How weak has this man become? How weak and helpless has this man become? And this is called abnormalities in sexual interactions. This is the vikruti. This is the abnormal result of it all. And this needs to be understood exactly as it is before one. As a result of this, and he thinks that his wife will please him, but such a man is unhappy everywhere. And the woman thinks that my husband will help me, but in this kind of sin, that is why they get married to each other. But soon after getting married, they are constantly at odds with each other. They are constantly in disagreement with each other. They are clashing with each other at a subtle level. They do not like anything that the other person does. What is life all about? Where have they gone wrong? Because there is no real love. There is sexuality, there may be physical interaction, but there is no love there. It is nothing but a need that is being satisfied. It is like hunger being satisfied. Is it not? Where is the love here? This is not called love. This is not called love at all. This is not the definition of it. This is attraction. Attraction is associated. This is actually asakti. Asakti means a sense of attraction, infatuation, which is prone to disappointment as soon as it is not fulfilled, or even if it's fulfilled, it is not fulfilled to the needs of the person, and therefore he thinks this wasn't good enough, and he goes on to seek even more of it. And so, and therefore it results in slow abhorrence and aversion. How can one be free from? And so what they are fighting at the superficial level, he did this and therefore I did that, and because she did this, I'm going to be passive aggressive. I don't give a damn, I'm just going to get it my way. She also gets upset, I don't give a damn, I'm going to have it my way, etc. But they do not recognize that the root of it all is sexuality and sexual interaction. How is it? And says Niruma, and she says, through sexual interaction, there is attachment through sexuality. There is usually through sexuality there is a natural attraction and rag. There is the sense that she is my spouse, my wife, my husband, my companion. And then there is a certain amount of expectation that arises out of this. And when these expectations are not fulfilled, then aversion arises and dvesh arises. Dvesh is called abhorrence, severe abhorrence. Look how he's talking to other women, and look how he is not even paying attention to me. And there is an inner reaction that explodes. And so the more intense the rag, the more intense the attraction between the couples, the similar aversion and abhorrence, the same intensity aversion and abhorrence will happen. This is, every action is equal and opposite. And if there is a lot of aversion, if a couple is fighting a lot, then recognize that they are very deeply involved with each other, sexuality. It may appear to them, to you, that they are really just fighting every time you see them, but at night they are at it physically and deeply inside. They might be beating each other up, but then they are deeply, they might not even look at each other, but they satisfy their kashais in bed by treating each other as just physical objects. So this is, so can you imagine where it led from? They became very intensely attracted to each other. Now it has rebounded into absolute abhorrence, and they pass this entire life in this spectrum of intense attraction, followed by repulsion, followed by aversion, followed by severe abortion, followed by abuse, followed by again getting back together. And so this is kind of like a yo-yo relationship, which throws them into a roller coaster ride from which they really cannot extricate themselves. And so they will, even if you try to enter into that kind of an argument, they'll say, shut up, will you please not enter into us? And even the children who listen, they'll say, you know, the husband will, the dad, you know, look at the way my dad is abusing my mother. And so they make subtle notes. And the nature of the sexuality, the clashing on the part of the woman is that even if a small error is made by him, she will embellish it, and she will make it look like a huge big mountain. Do you see this? And she will explode, and she will just make him feel even more, make him feel guilty. And the dummy doesn't even know that he is being made into a dummy by her really telling him how stupid he is, how no good he is, how inadequate he is in bed, etc., etc. And so then this goes on and on and on, one after the other after the other. So at the bottom of it all, at the root of it all, is this a huge knot, is a huge tuber of sexuality. And do you think, now Niruma is looking at somebody, says, have you got any kind of an energy of brahmacharya? This gentleman says, yes, I am getting the energy now, of celibacy in Niruma. I am getting the energy. And then they show his sexual partner here, this lady. And he says, we are still not there. He says, then continue to ask for the energy. And the energy is very beautifully asked in column number 6 of Dadashri, 9 column. And in Dadashri says, in Niruma says, the self is such that whatever energy you want, you shall get it. It is there within you. It is not coming from outside. It is arising from within. Niruma says, even if this overt sexual physical interaction is, if it stops, the clashes continue. That Niruma says, because the understanding has not really, celibacy has not even entered into the at the subtle level yet. Yes, there is possessiveness about this thing. Even if you have stopped interacting with your wife, you say you have this sense of possessiveness that she is my wife. Where did she go? And the wife particularly has a lot. Why did he come late? Where did he go? Now that he has stopped having sex with me, how come he is talking to that other woman? He may not have this idea in her mind at all yet. Now he is not listening to me at all. He doesn't care for me. He is listening more to his mother now. He is now listening more to his sister. He's paying more attention to his sister than to me. So this is possessiveness kicks in. Now the physical interaction has stopped, but now the subtle sexuality and its ramifications start. And so then they go into all kinds of mischiefs there, at subtle. And then she misbehaves there. And supposing they have gone to a party, and supposing some other woman is talking to her husband, even if she is just smiling a little bit, or he has smiled a little bit to her, she will be awake the whole night. And then on the way home, she will skin him off. She will take off his skin. That is, she will, I saw you talking to her like that. How dare you do that? And so now all the ladies here are laughing because and they all, when they laugh, they can see this exactly what they do, because they cannot tolerate it. And so they just feel like as if this, her anxiety reaction kicks in, thinking that he might enter into an affair with her. And if it happens, she starts sweating, she becomes very anxious, her pulse goes fast, her breathing is not, and she gets seriously disturbed. I mean, it was just a simple conversation with another woman. So if there is overt sexuality, and if there is no overt sexuality, then the subtle sexuality is still continuing. Now this is the result of subtle sexuality that is happening, and this is the result. And as it is, she cannot even stand him. And they are fighting on every sentence, yet her possessiveness cannot leave. This is because it is based on rag, my husband, and this myness which is associated with this rag. Can you imagine? Wait, it is gone. All the ladies are smiling here in front of Niruma. Niruma says, I know whether it is coming from the heart or from the head. I know exactly where it's coming from when people come complaining about their fights to me. I know where they're... And even they may be fighting every day. But this is because there is a severe possessiveness. He's asking, lady, am I saying anything wrong? Say yes or no. She says, yes, you're right, Niruma. Yes, everybody is in this angle. I can see each one of you through and through. Aruna, I can. Don't you think you have this sense of control over it? Yes, she says. This is the partner of the gentleman who said. Aruna, in another words, he's telling the lady, he may appear as if he's the one who is making big noise and speaking loudly, but you know the reins are in your hand. You are in control, are you not? As he says, I do not get a nice meal in the evening when she fights with me. She will not serve a nice meal. Niruma says, yes, she's not going to feed you if she is upset. She's not going to feed you. Niruma, I give him the food. I keep him telling him, why don't you eat at home only? Why do you go out to eat? But why did you go out? So therefore, when he eats outside, I get very angry. Why do you need to get angry? But then he becomes sick, Niruma. He becomes sick by eating the food outside. Then why do you need to become angry? She said. Niruma asked her. He says, if she doesn't give me food, I'll go out and eat. But every day I eat the Radhvar Shak Rotli, that is the standard food, then I get upset, so I just go out and eat. So I go out, Niruma. Niruma. And then Niruma says, why don't you stop eating outside? Niruma, I'm slowly stopped eating outside. I told you that because this gentleman is a little chubby. He looks like he eats a little excess. But anyway, now Niruma tells him to stop eating outside as much as possible and eat her wife's prepared meals. But there is no reason for clash. Why do you think you guys get angry? You are getting angry. Niruma says to this lady, you are becoming angry because he eats outside, because you have this understanding, you have this connection that he is my husband. How dare he not listen to me? I am willing to prepare her food. And it is very, yes, you can see pure soul in dogs and cats and other men, but you cannot see the pure soul in your husband, can you? You cannot see the pure soul in your husband or your companion or your mate. Or your friend who lives very close to you. This is the veil. This is the subtle veil. So as long as there is an underlying knot of sexuality, underlying tuber, you will continue to have thoughts of sexuality, inclinations towards sexuality, attractions in sexuality, and impulses in sexuality, and temptations in sexuality. And as long as this thing exists, then you have not crossed over the ninth spiritual stage at the relative level. In the real level, you are at the 12th spiritual stage. And he says, now even at a subtle level, I'm not having sexual thoughts. He said, Niruma says, it's very, very nice. But he says, no, wait, you're young yet, you'll see. He says, as soon as you get a little bit of energy, it'll come again. Every day I ask for the energies, Niruma, to remain in the column 6. Dada Shri has said that sexuality is not the problem, but it is carelessness, and it is the sense that nothing will touch me. It is fearlessness in sexuality is the problem. Fear, do not become fearless with reference to sexual issues. Otherwise, you are setting yourself up to fall in a deep ravine, a deep chasm, a deep valley from a very high spiritual mountain that you have climbed. Niruma says that one actual action of sexual interaction, sexual act is such that it will create a veil over your awareness for 3 days, 72 hours. And it will not let you come to the pre-sex level of awareness for 72 hours. So then, you know, here is like a factory that is going on. It is like a revolving factory. On one side there is constant sexuality, and the other side you are trying so hard to arise in your awakened awareness of the self capital. So if you want to have only one more life in liberation, in front of Lord Simandar, then you will have to really get this exact understanding, new understanding of sexuality and brahmacharya, celibacy and brahmacharya. So brahmacharya, understanding attained through exact understanding, and celibacy attained, and then proceed further. So Niruma says, so you will have to have a very clear-cut inner awareness from a certain level that you should not have any kind of an impulsiveness, any kind of a temptation, any kind of predilection, any kind of movement in terms of your subtle sexual thoughts that arise. Because thoughts will arise, but you need to be aware of them. Niruma says, you all are moving around at the subtle level. You may be sleeping in separate beds and separate rooms. However, all day long you are in. Then now this lady, she says that, and he says, in the after eating lunch, and now then after lunch I do samayik, and now I don't care whether he calls me from the office or not. It has make a lot of difference. Niruma says that is because we have done the vidhi for brahmacharya for you. Otherwise this guy is such that he is going to start jumping. And he says, now if he starts calling me, then I feel odd, because if he calls me, then I'll say, why are you calling me? And he says, now our telephone bill is improved, says Niruma. He says, I'm calling you about our son. I'm not calling about you. I said, I call everybody. How is everybody at home? Do you have a little more for her? He says, yeah, I care about her health. He says, hey, why don't you tell her that on the day you're sick, call, pick up the phone and call me. I'm not going to call you. I'm not. Why do you have to worry about her health? When she's sick, she'll call you. So it is out of such such superhuman efforts and energies of the Gnani as well as your own Purushart, that out of life after life of sexual interaction, that you have come to this level where you are now naturally free. Why don't you make the best use of it? He says, yes, you did Vidhi on 26th of January for us, Niruma. That it has been 6 months. For 6 months, I did not even have a sink on the day of the earthquake. On the day of the earthquake, we had a, we had a, Vidhi done for that, we will go take 1 year of brahmacharya, not have any interaction. Niruma says before that they were constantly fighting and clashing. They were fighting on the phone also. And so now look what has happened. So they are giving it, Niruma is giving a live example of this particular thing about brahmacharya and VCDs in Gujarati. And now this is the English translation for those of you who do not have access to this. So recognize this is the five agnas. It's a file and you have to just settle it with equanimity. You should just, it's no longer a wife, it is a file now, you see. It's no longer a sexual companion, it's a file. No longer an object of sex, but it's a file. Other, but if you do not settle it with, settle a file with equanimity, exactly through agnas, yeah, through your subtle desires, in the next life you will get another man. What are you going to do then? You need to go at the subtle level now. You need to go. If, and then even beyond the possessiveness is, at the subtle level there is hoof. Hoof, H-O-O-N-F. Hoof is a very subtle, if I may use the word, a sense that you get when you have your security blanket. When you use your security blanket, you are comfortable. So every human being has a very subtle ultimate security blanket. It's not a physical security blanket, but it is a sense of security. Even if, and so as long as this hoof remains, a sense of presence of somebody else as a sense, somebody that you can depend on. Even if there is nothing going on, but even if he is an idea that he is there, even if he is in another country, it is a sense that he is yours or she is yours, and there is a sense, and that is called the hoof. So there is, this is a sense of dependence. This is an implied sense of dependence. An implied sense of dependence and a sense of security that arises as an awareness, not an awareness of the enlightenment, but as a knowledge in the relative level that he's there for me or she's there for me. So Niruma is there is a law. Niruma will, she's saying, yeah, whatever he is, whatever he may be, stupid, he may be dumb, he may be ugly, whatever he is, but at least, as long as he is in the home, it is a sense of, even a woman likes the idea that, a man even likes that she is in the home. But if she is not there after a day or two, then he will start remembering her, where is she gone? Oh, she is not here. As soon as he is out of a shower and he cannot find his nicely pressed clothes, he'll say, oh, where the hell is she? Why did she have to go away to her mother? And so this is how. So every little matters he starts remembering her. When he has to fix his own food, he starts remembering her. This is so. Then this is nothing but hoof, and this is sexuality at the very subtlest level. Is it? This is the dependence. This is the dependence of Adam on Eve. Is it not? This was the subtlest dependence. Otherwise, you are the fully contained man. Are you not? And it is on the basis of this sense of security and the wanting to have that security that he wants to get married, because he gets married because he cannot live alone and independent. And it is women who seek this hoof more than men, because they have more of the fear component in them. There are four basic sangnyas or associated parts of the natural self called food, sex, fear, and sleep. Niruma, somebody has asked, where does it, you know, this inner vision fault, when you see sexually at somebody, when your sexual inclinations are excited, when you see somebody walking around you, and Niruma said, it is subtle, is it not? Hoof is a very subtlest level. It is the sukshmatam, it is subtlest point where sexuality arises. It begins with the sense of dependence. Drashti dosh means it's the wrong vision. The vision of sexuality, the sexual look, look, if you will, the sexual design look, is really at the subtle level, and it's even subtler than that is the possessiveness. And even and then this man says, supposing I see somebody and then I am attracted to her, but I don't do anything, but even when I'm gone away in my work, or when I'm traveling in the train, and then this kind of topics are, because in train I see couples interacting, maybe touching each other. Niruma says, as soon as your vision touches that, when you see something like that, your chit is drawn to that sexual pleasure issue. And so when the thought arises, it goes, when it is in the thought, it is subtle, and when your chit goes into it, it's also subtle. And since gross is to touch somebody or to manage to touch her or him or to come in close proximity to that person. But don't you think then from the subtle it goes into the gross? Says Niruma, he asks, then how does the two connect it? If it keeps on ricketing, if it is with the same, if the drashti dosh, the sexual loka, is with the same file, then there is a possibility that it may come into the gross level, is it not? Because, but if you are aware of it and if you can see it, then you can wash it off, can you not? Once I know that it is wrong, he says, if I say, then it will stop. Yes, if you are aware that it is wrong, then you are obviously changing it, you can change it, is it not? But if you enjoy it and you like the sexual delvings, and if you like to kind of engage in it at a subtle level, then you are going, you are setting yourself up supposing he's asking, what if I've seen a lot of beautiful ladies, and then when I'm away from them, those scenes keep coming in my eyes. Niruma says that it is, the chit has taken a whole bunch of photographs, maybe 2 gigabyte associated photographs, so many photographs, and then when he goes home, he keeps on chewing it inside, and he takes pleasure by looking at it over and over again. But in the guru mind is even grosser than that. But taking pictures and scenes and photographs is even more subtle than thinking about sexuality. And so to see that the photographs have already happened, and one does not go into taking photographs. If the photograph simply gets snapped when a very beautiful face comes in front of you, or a very beautiful form of a woman or a man comes in front of you, the photograph is already taken. You are not taking it. And he says, Niruma, it happens. Now we are maybe just walking, fut. You're just talking normally. However, bang, somebody very attractive comes in front of you. If a very good figure, physical figure, even if you've seen her from behind, he says, very, very attractive. Wow, what a woman. And so even if you see her from the back, and therefore you increase your pace because you want to see her from the front. As you go in front of her, and then you look back and see what she's like. And for even if 1 second your chit is just becomes count, then it's a wow, what a beautiful thing. So that is a photograph. Even 1 second the chit has really taken place there. And then that is called the spoiled vision. Therefore there is a photograph that has now been taken. A photograph that you are going to carry with you. And then it depends upon how much. Then if you had said, oh wow, how beautiful, and if it was very intense, then it will bother you. But then if you said, wow, what a beautiful lady, then that photograph will keep coming to you inside again and again and again and again. And if you can become aware at that time, and that every time the photograph it comes up to you, then you need to do pratikraman for that time. Dear Lord, within that lady, please forgive me, that is not my intention. So that is what Niruma says, you know, sit down and keep, and you know, open up this book, a photo album from within, and look at where the photographs have been taken. and wash them off while you have the opportunity in this life, and do it this way. I don't take pictures. This old gentleman says, however, when she comes in front of me, if I notice her, then I do pratikraman. And when the Dutch, when you come home, do you get her pose? Niruma, what if I look at? Well, he says, for 1 minute, the vision falls on her, but it does, but then I don't remember her. She just passes away. Drashti. I think he's just saying, I look at her. Do you forget to see the self? Then see the self also. If it, there's nothing wrong in seeing it, looking at them. The question is whether you are really taking a picture. The issue is whether taking a picture. Supposing I'm just looking at her. It's funny, for one second I'm just stopped there. Yeah, for 1 second an attractive face stops me, because otherwise I'm looking. Nirma says, if 1 second, if it gets second. Now, supposing if you see a cat or a cow, does it get still there? No. No, it doesn't get still there. So, but yes, there is a little bit of a pause with reference to this woman. Oh, I see. Nirma says, do pratikraman and be done with it. Because you never know, even with your white hair, you never know what might unfold down the line. So, get it. Just do the pratikraman and be done with it. We do the pratikraman and be done with it. Next one. Neruben, the next one. Question. This is Bhupendra Bhai asking the question. It says, Niruma, in this beautiful garden, if we see so many beautiful flowers, we can, supposing we are not attracted, but if we do get attracted, all we have to say that, yes, naturally we have seen it, and therefore, but when, why don't you see them naturally as pure souls rather than naturally as beautiful women? Why didn't you see the pure soul? And just say, this is just a packing. Why don't you see the dual vision rather than, then if you deploy the agna number one, agna number two, then you are safe. But if you forget agna number two, then you are going to get stuck. Then the photograph will happen. You never know when it may just sway you and make you fall. So come into your safe side and get into that. Niruma, I'm just doing it naturally. I'm just walking along, and I just, like in a beautiful flower, I see so many flowers. I see a beautiful woman too. He says, why don't you do it with your naturally with your wife then? I says, I don't have any intention, and it is not even a mistake. But you see, but I don't mind looking. I'm looking at it in a natural way. I'm looking at her because, no, Niruma says, no, see the pure soul in that. Yes, I from inside, I'm seeing the pure soul in that. No, this is for your safe side. You just have the safe side. And it is for her safe side too, because a handsome man like you, she'll say, he's looking at me. But he says, when I investigate it, then I have to look inside and see, deep within there is some subtle bhav which is dragging me, is it not? Yes, it is trying to get me to. And says, make sure that you do not have any other intention with the exception of the pure soul. With the exception of the pure soul, there is nothing attractive in this world. This is nothing but a play, is an illusion of the Pudgal, is it not? At one time she appears very beautiful, and another moment she will appear diseased and decrepit and without any attraction. What is this? The Tirthankar lords could look at everyone and could see it as it is. But and they were just saying only that they would see the pure soul and see only one Pudgal. The Tirthankars were saying only one Pudgal. One Pudgal means they could see that no matter how attractive or beautiful the external may be, they are nothing but one Pudgal, one major non-self complex in this universe, which is having a myriad different forms that are they attract a human being out of illusion only. This is the vision of the Gnani, to see only one Pudgal, one non-self complex. And when you see the one non-self complex as which is arising, rising, sustaining, and then destroying. Then, and with various forms, then there is no reason to get attracted in anything like that. And can we, that is the ultimate vision that we need to attain, the vision of the Gnanis and the vision of the Tirthankar. That is where we need to have our setting, to see the pure soul, be the pure soul, and to see the non-self complex as it is. As Nirvana, the gentleman says, supposing I see a very beautiful woman, I move my eyes away, and then immediately I see Mataji in her, the goddess in her. Then is it called, because I say that the goddess is the goddess beautiful? He says, but you did that setting. The real setting should be not that she is a goddess and as beautiful as a goddess, but you should say that the real vision is the one that is given by the other Shri, which is that she is pure soul. But yes, this is what the Kramik Gurus teach you. And by the way, Shuddha says that, yes, it is a very good approach for the ones who do not have Gnan, saying that, oh, this is my goddess. I revere my goddess. So I look at a woman and she is a goddess. Is she not? She is just like the goddess Amba or whatever. But if you can remember then, that is very beautiful, because there will be no sexual attraction then, because you revere her. And in the same way, but however, you have received now the ultimate vision, which is the Agna 1, Agna 2. Niruman asks a question from a woman. It is through of grace of Dada Shri, I am so blessed that I came to you. Otherwise, I would have become so deeply involved in this. So I also felt like having, there was a lot of anger at home. And she is relating her experiences, and she is saying that I used to be, there was a lot of angry interaction and clash at home. But no, she says, I wanted to take up celibacy, but people were very, very upset about this idea that my parents were upset. This is obviously a single lady. I tried to explain to them the benefits of celibacy and remaining single. She says, my two. And she says, no. And no, she's married, by the way. She's married. Is he here? And so our parents were not happy, but we are living separate. We are staying in separate parts of the home only. And they are both live, Niruma says, both are in Brahmacharya. And they live in their own bedrooms, they live in the home like their friends, and they are in bliss. How is it, Niruma? I am in bliss only. Now I don't cross him like before. I do not attack him. I am a little bit more receptive to what he is saying. I understand his viewpoints when I am in conversations. Before I used to just snap and cut him off. I was not willing to listen to his conversations. Niruma says that if the reason that you could not understand him was because he says your own antenna was not at all raised. You were not willing to listen to him. You always thought he was a dummy, and you always thought that whatever I know is correct. Because you were so narcissistic in your own approach, your ego entrenched that I'm correct, I'm superior, I'm better than him, he's a dummy, he doesn't know anything, that you had totally drawn a curtain with reference to interactions with him. You were having only very superficial interactions with him. You were having your own agenda, even though you were married to him. And so this is not love. This is so now the both of them, they said, I want to get liberated, and therefore they came to us, Niruma, and we helped them. End of conversation, end of satsang. We are now on the 1st of December, making a connection with Pujya Deepak Bhai, who is in Rajkot now this morning for a major pre-Gnanvidhi satsang session for 2 days, followed by Gnanvidhi on Thursday, and he is about to do Vidhi for all of us, and we will do the Vidhi. Vidhi is the connection with the S capital and the Supreme Absolute Soul within you through the Gnani Purush. We are on the speaker. Jai Sachidanand to everybody. Jai Sachidanand. Yes, satsang, yes.
Brahmacharya.
Brahmacharya. Huh? Oh, use you in order. 2001 Parishan, 2001 Niruma VCD, 2001. Very good. Very good, says Deepak Bhai. Is everybody going to do samayik on this evening today? Yes. He says, at least sit down for 10 minutes and do it. And see where you were sexually attracted, where you took pictures, where you are dependent, where you have expectations, where you have possessiveness, etc. Let us do the Vidhi now. Jai Sachidana. Deepak Bhai is telling the people in Rajkot, Adalaj people are doing Vidhi. And so right in there, over there, he has a whole bunch of people too, live. And then, let us do the Vidhi. Let us do the Vidhi. Ma chum shut atma 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 Ma chum shut atma 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 Ma chung shut at ma shut at ma chung shut at ma chung shut at ma chung shut at ma shut at ma chung 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 shut at